It's Sunday afternoon, and dozens of families escape the heat, wading into the dark blue-green waters of the Colorado River. Shaded by his straw hat, Alfredo Acosta Figueroa admires the river with his wife, Demesia. He's surprised by a swarm of his grandchildren. This is the same river where Figueroa grew up and raised 9 children in the Valley of Blythe, California. But now, at 83, Figueroa sees it differently.
It's not the same rivers. It's a way different river. You know, the river right now, for you to try and swim in the river, for you to try and drink water from the river, you're going to be sick. You're going to contaminate yourself because the water has been highly contaminated. So there's no water that's pure from the rivers no more.
There is a certain sadness in those words. Figueroa was raised with a Chimewevi indigenous culture. He's a water protector and a guardian of native sacred sites along the Colorado River.
Sometimes you're not making any inroads, but you are. The struggle, more people have to become aware.
But Figueroa has. He carries the wisdom and the wounds of a lifelong struggle that extends from the picket lines for farm workers' rights to the movement for civil rights and environmental justice.
We were the first group in the history of the United States to stop a nuclear toxic dump from being built.
It was 1992, and California Governor Pete Wilson was fully behind the effort to build a nuclear toxic dump in the public lands of Ward Valley.
They were going to throw all these toxics from the nuclear power plants and just throw them in the desert 80 miles north of Blythe, in between Blythe and Needles, California. The toxics gradually got down to the river because they go down to the aquifers. And the aquifers were the ones that were tied into the river. That's how the river gets a lot of water, because of the aquifers.
After 8 years, Figueroa's coalition of environmentalist groups and Native American nations was able to stop the plans for a nuclear dump in their ancestral lands. One key development was getting the support from the Mexican government. Mexico invoked bilateral treaties requiring the U.S. to let the Colorado water flow into Mexico and ensure water quality.
They thought that here there would be no resistance. They underestimated, like when people do their assumptions, you know, they say, well, we can do this, we can do it. But they have not done their footwork.
Figueroa hears echoes of those battles in the ongoing resistance of the water protectors, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe activists, who are fighting against an oil pipeline in an effort to protect the Missouri River and their sacred sites in North and South Dakota. Figueroa says his experience as part of the farm workers' movement with Cesar Chavez in the 1960s, led him in a natural way to environmental activism.
So we were already organized in that way of thinking. So then Cesar Chavez was 100%. That's why we used to use the office of the United Farm Workers as our office to stop the Sun Desert Nuclear Power Plant and also to stop Ward Valley.
Organizing runs in Figueroa's family. His great-great-grandmother, Teodosa Murrieta, came to the region in 1862 during the gold rush. His father was a self-employed miner who felt contempt for big companies and bosses. Figueroa followed in the tradition of the rebellious spirit. When Figueroa was little, Blythe was called the Little Mississippi due to discrimination, and Spanish was banned in schools. Figueroa got kicked out of class for singing the Ballad of Joaquín Murrieta. A bandit for some, Murrieta was in the Mexican lore a Robin Hood that fought against white Americans and for the indigenous peoples.
Al indio noble sencillo, lo defendí con fiereza.
Figueroa takes his job as a sacred sites protector very seriously. He believes these fertile lands in the Colorado Basin are the ancestral homeland of the Aztecs, the cradle of the great Mesoamerican civilization. A history, he says, the Spaniards tried to hide.
At the mountain that's called Big Maria Mountain now, so they changed the name from Cuautepec and they put Big Maria because that was the mother of Jesus Christ.
Whether Blythe is the cradle of Aztlan or not, the footprints of indigenous cultures are there. In order to protect them, Figueroa created La Cuna de Aztlan Sacred Sites Protection Circle. The group has an agreement with the Federal Bureau of Land Management to preserve over 300 geoglyphs. Those are large stone artworks created on the surface of the landscape.
See, the majority of people don't know what geoglyphs are, or they don't even know what the petroglyphs are, or pictographs, or the wind road. They just think that it's just, well, some images here. But we told them what they are, and we have that knowledge, not because we picked it up at UCLA, no. That was brought down to us through our ancestors, through our elders. So we have been very concerned for a long, long time to try to protect these more, especially now that they have, now they even use the word green. Well, you gotta go green, so you gotta put these solar power projects in the pristine desert.
Figueroa's latest battle, ironically, hasn't been against toxic waste companies, but against clean energy companies that plan to build thousands of acres of solar panels on top of sacred sites and destroying the trails that lead to them.
These main trails are very, very important because if you destroy the trail, then gradually you'll destroy that connection because the whole world is connected.
That connection leads back to the river for Figueroa, a great river that for thousands of years was the lifeblood for a number of peoples along the 1,500-mile basin. It is now interrupted by dams, contaminated by pesticides and city waste. As families enjoy refreshments on the riverbanks and power boats make waves in the shore, Figueroa says he would like to see more people get involved.
More involved, like you see all this trash all over here. Just by throwing trash, they contaminate, they're contributors to the contamination of the area. So it needs a lot of education and a lot more people involved instead of just continuing doing the same thing that they've done all the time.
Figueroa says change is now in the hands of a new generation.
Among all, we do all for the benefit of all. Different sizes, different shapes, but together in the trunk of the human race.
For Radio Bilingüe, Valeria Fernandez, Blythe, California.